This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
A very good afternoon to you all, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason Von Berg. Hello, Nikita.
Hello, Jason.
How are you, Nikita?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Sure. What a morning.
I know, it's been quite a festive day for a Friday.
What?
Party,
a week.
Party.
Yeah. I think maybe we should maybe just start with this. This stuff.
It's a little
if
bit.
You can hear it. Let's go there. Can you hear it?
There we go. Now it's coming through. So if anybody hasn't heard the news yet, so Mr. Gareth Cliff is back in the stand.
He got his golden ticket. Congratulations. Sure.
So auditions are supposed to be starting off tomorrow, so we'll just keep an eye out for that to give you the latest news and entertainment regarding idols. In terms of other news, you know, we've got all these singing shows coming up. So this weekend we're having The Voice that's launching as well. So a little bit of competition going around.
Yeah, well, I'm quite interested to see how the whole season of that show goes.
Me too. It's quite different vibe.
Yeah, The Voice is... you know what? Have you watched the American one?
Yes, I have. Like, I've watched from the... I haven't watched, let's say, a complete season, because I enjoy the audition rounds, and I actually enjoy the camaraderie between Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. Christina Nanagish...
Not Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
Well, that too, I suppose.
That apparently worked out quite well for everybody.
I did watch with Pharrell when Pharrell was on as well. I enjoyed that. And I think it's a big deal, you know, to be people are so starstruck. They get to work with awesome people, all these mentors. They're calling a lot of people to come in and help. Can you imagine having, like, let's say Blake Shelton's your mentor? Okay, no, scrap him.
Well, let's keep it local.
Let's keep it local, yeah.
Imagine having Lyra as your mentor.
Exactly.
I would love
She's been in the industry forever, and she just proves that just to be in the industry for so long, you don't have to sell your integrity. You know, she's true to herself and her music is fantastic.
And do you know where she started out? In a bank.
Yeah.
And she just decided, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm done. I'm not going to work in a bank anymore, because my passion is music and my passion is to perform and my passion is to entertain. And look at her now.
She is incredible. I've worked with her on a few photo shoots before, and just to hear her story from the beginning and where she's come from and where she's at now, it's really incredible.
Yep. So she's on the Voice South Africa, as is Bobby van Jaarsveld, who is huge in the Afrikaans music market. Karen Zoid is there. She's got crossover appeal in the English and Afrikaans rock markets. Then you've got, who's the other mentor?
Khan.
Yeah, Khan from the Polytones. Whoops.
Whoopsie. Everybody knows the Polytones.
And then, of course, in the hosting position is Lungile Radu, who is a really, really strong host. He hosted Big Brother Mzansi for a while. He's been on the scene for so long. I mean, he was on Channel O for a bit. He's got the Forever Young on Vuzu alongside Thomas Gumede and Siyabonga Ngwekazi, otherwise known as Scoop. So he is a big name. And then there's that other radio personality who snore.
Stacey Norman. So snore. She's gonna be on it. So I'm interested to see how it's gonna play out. So you know what,
we don't know.
I'm just gonna play. I'll be Switzerland here for now.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna be.
But I don't understand her. I don't understand her role in the show.
She's
per
a
se.
V presenter or something.
Yes. Yeah, so I want to see how that's actually going to play out on the South African version of The Voice. But it's a huge deal, you know, for us to get a new, let's put it this way, some new franchise to come here.
Yeah, a new format. I think it's really welcome. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. So it's on Sunday night. What time is it? Hoppers 5 or so? Around there.
Around about there.
Yeah. And then we will obviously build, in the 3 months, we will build up to the new season of Idols. And that will definitely be a very interesting season of the hit show. It's what we needed. A bit of a shake-up. And the shake-up it was.
But staying on music, did you see Kanye West's tweet to Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz.
Oof. Oh my nerves. He deletes, if you don't actually know about it, Kanye West went on a rant and he just
as he does,
you know, he just thinks he's the future president, but I beg to differ. And he told Wiz Khalifa that he owes technically everything in his life to Kanye West, that he even owns his son. And I just thought, you know what, leave that, just, you know, back off, dude. Just back off. I don't give a shit if you think he's a genius. I think he's a moron. That's my opinion.
And then he dropped all the tweets, or
yeah,
deleted
them. Yeah, he deleted them. My favorite, though, I must admit, the memes that are going around of Kim Kardashian and obviously Kanye West sitting in the front row, and Kim is holding North in her on her lap, and then her little obviously Kim's hand is in front of her daughter's face, and she's like, "I can smell shit on your fingers, mom," and that goes along with the hashtag from Amber Rose's tweet, "Fingers in the booty ass, bitch." I'm sorry, I can't look at them the same way again. So things are getting nasty out there.
But then he was claiming that he's the biggest fan of Wiz.
It doesn't make sense. But let's be honest, whatever Kanye is smoking, it's some good shit or something, because it's...
You know what? What he's smoking? He's smoking the promotional tool. And the promotional album tool is just about to drop.
Exactly.
So that's what he is doing. He's trying to make everybody interested in him and relevant. Or make himself seem relevant. And everyone was talking about him. You know, he was trending on social media, as was Amber, as was Kim, who was very silent on all the memes that were floating around. She was just taking selfies of herself,
exactly.
As she does.
Especially with her booty ass, eh?
It's a fun booty ass, let me tell you that much. I'm sorry to say.
But I do think maybe Kanye should, rename his album to hashtag fingers in the booty ass, bitch. It's got a good ring to it, eh?
Okay, well, I think on that note, we should bring in our guest. He is sitting here quietly. I thought maybe he was going to chirp in or just, you know, throw a little comment, one or two, in here. His name is Blaze, and he's in the studio with us. Welcome to the buzz.
Blaze? Nah, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
How you doing?
I was waiting to be cued in.
You cleared your throat. I thought that was my cue. Yep, we've got to bring him in here. So... Are you well, first of all?
I'm good, man. 2016, geez, it's actually flying by, to be honest. January's done.
Hooray.
So, yeah, it's actually pretty scary. But, yeah, so far, so good, man. And yourself?
Yeah, no complaints. It's this month has been a very hectic month for South Africans
the
in
world.
General. Yeah, the world.
Just to start like it off with a bang, hey? It's like,
it's like crash, boom, bang,
it's
actually.
It's sort of not even easing its way in to, let's say, Sweet 16. It's just like, bam, bitch, we're here. Get rid of it, get on board.
So what do you think about all these tweet wars or twars going on with Kanye and Wiz and Amber and not Kim?
I think like Americans are the kings of like hype and promo and know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. So I think it's, you know, a part of me almost thinks like they have little meetings and they're like, dude, how sick was that? Remember when we planned this? You know what I mean? So I give them their props because like you said, everybody was talking about Kanye. But I mean, even locally, Twitter is, every day. Like it's not even a thing to wait till Friday or Sunday or whatever the case is. The minister last night with that picture that was on his account and then he said he was hacked.
Said that he got hacked. He said he got hacked. There was a half naked chick on his timeline.
And it was like a crotch shot, like crotch up. And it was tweeted twice. And he was like, no, I was hacked. That happened last night as well. I was just like, what is going on? Like, people have no chill.
And technically, he just goes, you know, he's very open on social media.
Yeah,
he's
got no chill.
No chill. So, I don't know. Do you really think it was hacked?
Hey, be careful,
be careful, because we don't want you to be trending for the wrong reasons.
You know what? The whatever said happened, there's happened. No such thing as bad publicity.
True.
That's what the
slips
say.
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
It really depends. I think
it depends.
Like, especially South Africans are a lot more conservative. Kanye West does something stupid and you go, oh, it's Kanye.
It's Kanye.
But if you do the same thing locally, you're going to be slayed for it. So, yeah, I think there's still double standards when it comes to like celebs and socialites or so-called in inverted commas celebs.
Yeah.
In terms of what gets tolerated and what doesn't compared to Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, even in videos, you get censored for certain things and you're like, but the new Wayne video is not being censored for that, so why? So I don't know. It's double standards. Yeah, very much so. I think so.
Have you ever been on the receiving end of a tweet debacle, so to speak? Or
not necessarily. Like I've had one or two subtweets or somebody saying something, and you've responded or not responded, but I haven't had like a full on twirl.
Okay.
Not yet.
Hey, look, you got a new single dropping soon, so what's the plan?
Maybe I should beef with you, Jesse. Like, fuck the buzz, man. Yeah. I hate this shit.
Walk out. Let me film it first, and then we'll put it up.
We have to film it because there's two phones, so we can get two angles.
There you go. See, and it's not contrived at all.
Yeah. So no, I haven't had a beef as yet, but I think everybody gets their chance at some stage or another. That's why I'm saying not yet. It's just one of those things. You accept it when it's your chance, and when it's not, you can, you know, add to the timeline of the hashtag.
It's a scary place at the moment, and I mean, you know, you have to be careful with everything that you say these days. And it used to be just when you do interviews or when you're out on stage or something, then people will take you down. But now you're interacting directly with your fans, with your peers, with your nemesis on Twitter all the time, and they're looking constantly to find something to nail you on, you know. So it's rough out there.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, if you I don't know, there's a part of you that's like, okay, yeah, be careful what you say, but at the same time, express your opinion, be who you are, you know. The people who respect you and like you for that, cool. The people who don't, well, there's a very small button called unfollow.
True.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I just find, especially like with artists and creatives, like you're very, you know, compartmentalized, and you know, people want you to be loud when it's there, when it's convenient for them, and you be quiet when it's not convenient for them. So yeah, I don't know. I think the more personal and whoever you are comes through your timeline or through your social media, it's who you are. People either accept it or they don't.
Yeah. And I think you know, this is quite a heavy topic right now to start off with the interview.
It was so, actually. Yeah.
So now that we've got the serious shit out the way,
yeah.
How's life?
I'm alive. Still, unfortunately, having to pay tax, but I'm good. Yeah, and got a lot of projects coming out. I have a Ladies Night EP coming out on February 15th.
Oh, just after Valentine's Day. Very nice.
Yeah, not on Valentine's Day because everybody's getting laid and stuff. Nobody's going to be paying much attention.
Or hopefully getting laid, yeah.
So, yeah, that drops on February 15th. There's going to be two or three videos coming off that EP. Got a couple of like meet and greets and stuff that I got planned for February. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. A different sound from me. People that I don't think are going to expect it, because people have kind of assumed that Blaze is turn up trap or whatever the case is. So, you know, when I perform, like, I notice more interaction from females than males. So I was like, I haven't actually made any music to accommodate women.
Okay.
Which was the weirdest thing, and people didn't actually tell me. They told my DJ, because I don't know, apparently I look like a person who's not too approachable at times. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, so yeah, just a lot of feedback from people was like, hey, you need to make something that accommodates women. So that's what I did, and it's going to be really, really dope.
Okay. So you talk about the meet and greets and all of that. Where are you heading? Do you know yet? Have you got some of those confirmed?
No. We've got dates confirmed. It's just really the logistics of it. It'll probably be just, you know, very chill drinks, maybe something to eat. And just, I've done it before in terms of like one-on-one with Blaze, where I usually just tell people, look, email me your cell phone number, I'll call you.
Okay.
Or send me your Skype and I'll Skype you. So I did a meet and greet lunch once or twice, and I was just like, hey, I need to start doing that again. People really appreciate it, man. People, like, yeah, they just kind of gravitate towards a more personal interaction, and I just found that kind of works, so I'm going to be doing that again.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Can you imagine actually just Skyping someone and be like, hey?
You know what the funny part is? You call people, and firstly, they think it's not you, because obviously I call a private number. Oh man, I screwed up once or twice and gave people my number, and then some dude was like, yo, I got a mixtape dropping next week. I was like, shit. Anyway, but it's weird. One of two things happens. Either they don't believe it's me, or they just start screaming.
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't you go deaf? Because you know, sometimes you see all these videos and people react to, obviously fans react. And
I wish I could film some of it. Because the one call, the girl, she just screamed. That's all she did. And when she ran out of breath, she caught her breath and screamed again. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go. This is a really waste of my airtime. I hope you have a good night. Bye.
Well, clearly she's screaming, so for a good reason. So.
No, but you know, the fun part is like, all jokes aside, it's just cool to connect with people on that sort of level. And they really don't expect it. They're like, why would you call me of all people? And funny part is when you start tweeting, or people start tweeting you and saying, oh, I just spoke to Blaze, then I get a flood of emails. And then it went from 30 calls to now 60. And I'm like, guys, I can't call all these people. I only have an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have to shift it to next week. But yeah, it's different. It's cool.
I like that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, kudos for doing that.
I think, you know, something similar that I've watched before is, it was actually this week. I was man down after coming back from PE, and I got some food poisoning. So I was just horrible. I'd never, ever wish that on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the whole day I was kind of sleeping, and then at 5 o'clock I started to feel like a human again. So I was watching TV, and, you know, true to form, there was not much on. And I happened to stumble on Mnet, and Ellen DeGeneres was on. And she has that feature on her show where she's got this fairy godmother or something. And she goes knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And Ellen phones the woman, and she's like, hey, it's Ellen. And she's like, sorry, what? She's like, yeah, it's Ellen DeGeneres. And she's like, And everybody's going mad. And then as she's doing that, she knocks on the door. The fairy godmother knocks on the door. And then she's got Ellen on the phone and this film crew's filming her. So she should do it. I think you could break the South African internet with such reactions.
No, it's just, it's classic. Like, it never gets old. Like, every time I do it.
Phone them and be like, okay, we're going out. Let's go have this one-on-one meet and greet, have some dinner, and then obviously have a film crew there just to see the reaction.
Yeah, true enough. Food for thought, actually. I'll do that.
You see, we're all about giving ideas here.
We're very creative, the two of us.
We are.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the invoice. Like, hey, do they have
We don't email actually address? Invoice.
We never, that's the problem. We never invoice. We give everybody these awesome ideas whenever they come onto the show. And then we think about, like, shit, but why didn't we think about that earlier?
Yeah, you know what we should do? We should hashtag that and we should call it Friday Free EP or IP at least. You know, intellectual property, we'll just give it to you. Yours.
We're about sharing.
That's very generous of you. Thank you.
It's Friday, and it's January. So it is. You know, everybody needs a bit of a push. Yeah, in January. Yeah. January. So.
January for most people, yeah. True.
So what else have you got planned for the year? I mean, you've got this obviously dropping in Feb.
Yeah.
And then have you got other stuff planned as well?
I've got a follow-up single to my official single, which dropped in, was it November, December, Super Boss Nova?
Yeah.
That's going to be coming out. And then there's just a lot of other, like, corporate stuff that I'm doing in terms of, like, brands and agencies that I work with. I worked with KFC, I've worked with Lurie Awards, Jeep, and, you know. So I'm really going to be trying to expand on that, the business side of music.
Okay.
But, strictly on the commercial side of music, it's just obviously more singles, more videos, a few collaborations that I'm looking to do this year.
With?
A few names. DJ Dimples is something, and I have something that we want to look at. I also want to look at West Africa, and, you know, the internet's making the world such a small place. It's like, all it takes is an email and a response from somebody's manager to say, cool, we like this, let's do something. So I really want to try to look at, like, cross-border, you know, collaborations this year and really try to expand on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that element is working. So it worked so well last year, specifically for, you know, an AKA, for instance, with Burner Boy and all the other musicians that they were teaming up with. I mean, those guys were flying to Lagos regularly. And Lagos is embracing the South African sound of music. And I think South Africa is embracing it, maybe not as much, but is embracing the sound of West African music as well. So
they are. And I mean, South Africa is kind of like the pioneering sound in terms of hip hop on the continent. Without a doubt, there's, you know, that it's a point that cannot be very strongly debated.
Yeah.
It's South African hip hop really is stepping the game up. And I mean, when you see, like, your AKAs in terms of, like, BBC acknowledging him and so on, like, it's just opening doors for other artists as well. So guys are putting in work in various different sectors of it. But, like, South African hip hop is in a good space. And I think this year is just going to, you know, elevate that to another level.
Very nice. Okay, Blaze, I want to play one of your songs quickly, and then we'll come back. And I want to talk about a little picture that I saw on Instagram. I think it was Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or one of those social media platforms. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Okay, that's going to be interesting.
Don't worry, it's not too bad. Don't be shy.
Baby, you and me, we were meant to be. I've been gone too long. Baby, you and me, we were meant to be. Yeah, we gon' make it. Yeah, we gon' make it. Yeah, we gon' make it. Yeah, we gon' make it.
So when you hear your song on the radio, what do you think?
It never gets old, man. Like, literally, people don't understand what goes on behind the scenes and how much it takes to get your song recorded, to get it mixed, to get it mastered, to get it to radio, to wait for playlisting. So for me, I'm just like, those are the little things that you still enjoy that I think if they ever get to a point where it doesn't make you smile, you need to start doing something else. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And when you started this, I mean, you were a BCom graduate.
Yeah.
And you worked in the corporate world for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you decided, no, it's not for me. Music is for me.
Yeah.
Did you imagine it to be as hard as it is, or do you find it hard? Or
I knew it would be tough. I think life in general is just like a sparring match. You just learn how to bob and weave and uppercut back, you know, better as you move along with it. But, like, I knew it was going to be difficult, but nothing in the corporate world prepared me for the entertainment arena. And that's purely from a business perspective, but just like street smarts and just people screwing you over and fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I never saw that coming. I was just like, okay, cool. Corporate has its own type of bullying, but
yeah,
like, there's a referee. You know what I mean? Called the law. You know, whereas with this, it's hands off. It's, yo, you can kick, bite, grab, kick him in the nuts. It doesn't matter. If he's down and bleeding, throw a brick. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that was something that I had to like, oh, okay, cool. So this is how it rolls here.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully it works out better and you're a stronger man for it.
No.
You're still doing it.
Wow, you know? He sounds like we need to cue like violin music.
Yeah, I sort of feel like man for almost it. Like yeah. EFC or something like SmackDown.
Like a scene from Saving Private Ryan. I mean, look, it was like I said, it was just an eye-opener and just something that you have to learn and adapt to with anything in life, I guess. But yeah, you learn, you move.
Look, I mean, the thing is, we can relate to it as well. Like, yeah. I'm not a singer by any means. I've entered Idols twice. It bombed out hard. I didn't even make it to the TV round. So,
yeah.
You know, that's my little run-in with music world. But in terms of like what we've experienced as well, you know, you work for a publication, you leave that publication, and immediately it's like they cut you off at the knees. It's like, we don't want anything to do with you anymore. And the same thing with those people existing around the relationships, you know, PR companies and channels and just different people. So you learn to be stronger, and you don't take it as personally as you used to.
It's actually not a reflection on you. It's actually a reflection on their shitty attitude. So I'm like, okay.
You just grow a thick skin and you just learn how to go, cool, they'll prove you wrong.
And exactly. I think the problem with these industries, it's actually quite small, as opposed to, you know, people go, let's say corporate, there are a lot of companies out there. Entertainment industry, it's smaller. So the playing field, there's fewer players, but then obviously, like you said, you know, people, there's no rules.
It's competitive, but I mean, it forces you to think out of the box as well. It forces you to be like, okay, cool, everybody's got songs, everybody's got singles, everybody's talented, how do you stand out?
Yeah.
And finding new ways of doing things. And the cool thing about there being no rules in terms of like the industry is that as much as it's against you, it's for you as well. Mm. It's like, yo, there's no perfect way to release a single or do whatever you want to. Jay-Z was, you know, he pioneered that in terms of his deal with Samsung, where he released his album and he was like, I sold a million copies before it even came out. So, you know, there's cool and creative ways. It just takes, you know, you and a good solid team behind you and people who have a vested interest in terms of you trying to get to where you're at. And I think, yeah, that's something that you need to have, is like a solid team behind you.
So let me ask you then, what do you think about Rihanna just dropping her album this week and just doing it for free?
You know, the thing is, like, I feel like the idea of doing that, it's not new now. Jay-Z did that. Beyonce did that surprise album. I think
it wasn't for free.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Well, for Samsung, for Jay-Z, it was.
That's the thing, is it's like, it is for free if you've got, you know,
if you've got the device.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, cool. It's all right, but it wasn't groundbreaking. But Rihanna fans are obviously going to love it. It's a nice gesture in terms of free. But like, again, it wasn't revolutionary from a marketing or PR perspective. I'm waiting to see who's going to do something where you're just like, shit,
yeah,
I didn't expect that. Like, you wake up and it's the album's delivered to your entire neighborhood under the front door.
Yeah. And that's, I think, like, that's where Beyonce will do it again, because, you know, she dropped that last album of hers. I can't remember what it was called, but she dropped that album. She had all the music videos ready.
Exactly.
Nobody knew that was,
you know,
coming. That was amazing.
I'm curious to see how thick that non-disclosure agreement was. Like, listen, we will kill your children if you tell anybody, Beyonce, because nobody knew.
Unless she had them hostage in her home the whole time.
The thing is like, as well, albums leak, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. There's always a little way. There's some little hole. Things creep out.
So, yeah. But I mean, between her and Jay-Z as a couple, those are not people you want to really step over. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I think people were like, listen, I actually choose to have a career.
It's fine. Got this. We'll do whatever. We'll be on shoot, or we'll be on the set with you. We'll be on your music video set, but we won't say anything. Promise.
Props to them. I mean, that was really something different, something new, something creative. And I think that's why it stood out so much and gained so much attention, because people were like, whoa.
But sometimes it doesn't always work in people's favor, in the sense of U2 also dropped an album, and they did on
horrible.
iTunes.
And
then obviously you logged into iTunes and all of a sudden you had the music on, and I'm like, I don't recall even downloading this. So like you said, it has to be something new, something fresh, and that people actually will receive it very well.
Yeah.
True.
So another thing that people are receiving really well is your Instagram account. And except me, because you make me feel fat all the time.
That's funny.
I mean, the one photo that I was talking about, and it's nothing serious, don't worry about that.
No.
That one with you and Gigi. So you were on set the other day with her.
Yeah, there was a music video for a shoot for a friend of mine, Dumi.
Okay.
He's got a single coming out, and he asked me to cameo, and Gigi was there as well. She came through for a cameo. And yeah, my publicist took a pic of us.
That's cool. Like, yeah. It's nice that you know, you've got that camaraderie between all you guys as well. And what was the music video set like? Was it fun? Was it good?
Spirits? Yeah, no. I think, yeah, Timmy's going to have a nice video. That was the green screen element of it. But yeah, man, there is camaraderie, I think, amongst certain people. There's cliques, just like anything. There's high school, sure. There's the jocks, there's the model girls, there's the this, there's the that, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, within like the small circle of people that you're cool with, yeah, that's genuine.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that video is dropping soon as well. You've got videos coming out.
Yes,
you've got
I do.
The EP coming out. What else is happening before we wrap it up, Les?
Before we wrap it up, like I said, just really pushing this year, the commercial and the business side of music. So, and the collabs, yeah, I'm really, really hoping for some big collabs this year, especially with Africa. Like, there's just more and more artists working together. So, yeah, I'm curious to see about that. And, yeah, you need to follow me on Twitter so I can keep you updated with all of that. BlazeENT, BlazeENT. Instagram is the same. Snapchat is SuperBossNova, SuperBossNova. Yeah, Facebook, Dylan Blaze King. The Facebook group is there. And the website is www.blazeentertainment.com.
There you go. Sure.
There you go. Short
if you didn't
sweet.
Get that podcast,
dude. It's available one take. At cliffcentral.com. It was like a freestyle. I didn't even need a beat. It was a cappella. Like
there you go. You want to end us off there? Then come freestyle. Let's go. I'll put you on the spot.
Oh please! I'm gonna invoice you for that. That's IP. Well, you cannot have. Oh,
you see, you see. I give you my free IP. You charge me for yours.
That's a bar.
Like I told you, life is a jabbing contest. Sometimes you get sometimes you're the statue. Sometimes you're the bird shitting money.
I know my receiver, what I'm receiving at the moment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nah, thanks a lot for having me, man. I appreciate it, man.
We'll catch you back in the studio when you've got something new to drop as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely bring you guys a copy of the EP.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can let me know what you think about it.
Yeah,
cool. And don't forget, you can Skype him as well if you want a little private chat with Blaze.
Yeah, you can. Doesn't mean I'll answer the call. I was nearly going to give my Skype name, then I was like, wait a second.
Almost, ladies. I'm sorry. I tried.
We tried.
But yeah, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Take it easy.
Cool.
Hey there, Jason and Nikita. Good afternoon. I made it out of that crazy snowstorm in New York, and now I'm in Cape Town for the J&B Mets. Tomorrow, it is all about the hats and the horses. 50,000 people at the Mother City's biggest annual social occasion. A rare blend is the theme. Gert Johan Kutsia is designing my dress. It has lots of really cool elements in it. I can't wait to show you. It's all about mixing and matching, so expect to see some crazy looks tomorrow. This week, it was all about Nicki Minaj coming to South Africa, Joburg March 17th, Durban March 20th, Cape Town March 22nd. Over to Hollywood, where Mariah Carey is preparing to get married to her billionaire fiancé, James Packer. This guy's net value is about $4.7 billion, which is the equivalent of about 80 billion rand. And there is no prenup. Can you believe it? Mariah says the upcoming wedding will be the most expensive of all time. It will go way beyond the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. I can't wait to see this. Rob Kardashian and Kardashian sister enemy Black China have declared their love for each other. Rob Kardashian has not hit the headlines like this since his split from Rita Ora in 2012. The Sundance Film Festival in Utah ends this weekend. The 22nd Screen Actors Guild Awards is tomorrow in LA. Originally scheduled for Sunday, the SAG Awards is now moved up tomorrow night in America. And that's what's happening from Cape Town Wood to Hollywood on The Buzz. Now back to you, Jason and Nikita.
Thank you, Jen Su. I think she's going to have a blast out at the Met this coming weekend. I'm a little bit jealous.
A little bit jealous, but shame. She's been through it all. She's going to be in like extreme hot weather down in Cape Town, and then she was stuck in the blizzard there in the US.
But you know what, Jen? She survives anything. And she, even in the biggest of blizzards, she is able to take a photo and look glamorous.
And has
glamorous,
a smile, of course.
And you know, she does her hair thing.
Her hair. It's a
what does she call it?
The hair pull.
The hair pull.
The hair pull. I've had to do it a few times though, so it's a hair pull.
Yeah, you can go and check that out on Instagram and on Twitter, Jennifer_Sue. And we'll have a little bit more from her. She was at an event last night as well, so we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But for now, we move on to our next guest, who's in studio with us, the Verb 101.
Yeah, that's what's
what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm all good, and you?
I'm well, I'm good.
Nikita, thanks. How you doing?
I'm very good.
Jason, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man, it's lekker to have you here. How's your Friday treating you so far?
Oh, woke up to a great morning, eh?
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Sounds a bit interesting.
They told me you got to go to Clip Central.
Ah.
1:30. I'm like, what? Okay, I then.
See, that's a reason to smile. See?
Yeah.
The Buzz. We treat you well on The Buzz. We do. We're nice people.
And we don't invoice you for it either.
Yep. Uh-oh. Let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Okay, so I'm holding this in my hand. It's your EP.
The Speakeasy EP.
The Speakeasy EP.
That is correct.
You have 8 tracks in there, plus 2 bonus tracks.
Uh-huh.
Your single at the moment that is doing pretty well is Pearl Moody.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Oh, let's just say 2 years ago. I think that was like 2014, maybe a year over, just over a year ago, right? My executive producer and my business partner, Luande, we were actually watching some award shows that Pearl Moody Ade was, you know, hosting. And she said something like, why are all the SA rappers talking about these other female celebrities that look pretty and stuff? I got a booty too. And he, you know what I'm saying, right there he had a brainwave. He's like, hey brother, man, why don't you like make a record about this lady, man? You know, everybody's been making records about such and such, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna mention any other names, because, you know,
mention the names.
Moody, yeah, let's focus on, you know, the main subject right now is Pearl Moody. So we decided, okay, so early, but around about this time last year, which 2015, we decided to actually go into studio, make a record, and you know, use Pearl Moody. And instead of like talking about Pearl Moody, let's just actually use her name as an adjective for all things great, you know, all things good, you know, like a goal that's like something that's attainable, you know.
Danny, so if Pearl Moody.
Yeah, like, you know, like if you see a fine lady, right, and she's curvy, you say, hey, that's Pearl Moody. If, let's say, you achieve something, maybe, like, you know, if you pass your exam, you in tertiary, university or whatever, like, damn, dog, I did well. I aced my test, and that's Pearl Moody.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's an adjective for all things great, man, you know. It's an achiever's anthem, really.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's where, like, your whole urban dictionary comes out.
Yep.
You know, it's 2016. You can use whatever word you can.
Mm-hmm. Me waking up to this show... That's Pearl Moody,
that's
right?
Pearl Moody, yeah.
There we go.
Well, if you're waking up at 1 o'clock, we got problems. That ain't Pearl Moody. The day starts early. Come on.
It depends how good your night was.
There you go. You see, I suppose. Yeah, you see, she corrected me there. She Pearl Moody me there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to school you on it.
So let me ask you, did you have to get permission to use her name?
No. So hence, I didn't want to, you know, we don't want to, like, really directly use her name as, like, Pearl Moody Ade.
Yeah.
Because that's Pearl Moody Ade, right?
Yeah.
The song is based on a beautiful lady called Pearl Moody Ade, right? But we didn't title it Pearl Moody Ade. I called it Pearl Moody, which is, like, a, you know, her nickname. Pearl Moody, everybody who refers to her is, like, you know, they'll shorten her name because her name's, like, really long. Her surname is, like, really long.
Yeah.
So she refers to herself as Pearl Moody, so... I decided, like, you know what, I can probably get away with Pearl Moody as well. If she says, hey, why are you guys using my name, you know, without, you know, permission and whatnot, I'm like, no, it's actually, I was talking about some Indian lady from Durban or something, you know what I'm saying? But if she likes the record, you know, then...
And has,
you know,
she reacted?
What's that?
Has she reacted at all?
No, actually, you know what the messed up thing is, like, last year, as soon as I was done recording the record, I presented the disc, the first master copy went to her.
Okay.
And we shot a documentary when we made this the record. And I gave it to her. She said, oh, wow, I'm so excited. The song about me. Thank you. I think it was like a first week on the new SABC radio show, which I won't mention.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that week, we're done recording the
record.
The
one that suspends everyone. Yeah. Okay.
Let's not go there, man.
Oops, sorry. I'm here for that.
I'm here for that. But anyway, okay, cool. So I presented it. It was our first week at that SABC radio show, right? You know what I'm saying? It's all things great. I was like, hey, man, congratulations on your new show. And, you know, moving up. You know, you're moving up in places, right? She's like, yeah, okay, cool. And then I gave her the disc, and she's like, I'm going to bump it in my car. And she's been bumping in the car since till now, man. I haven't heard a word from her. I left all my contact details there, my email, my number, you know. But you know, yesterday I released a video.
Oh, did you release it yesterday?
Yeah, the video.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I thought it had been out for a while.
Yeah, you know, over a week ago, but the press release was officially, you know, it officiated everything as from yesterday, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so now people, you know, they're actually going on YouTube and they're actually, you know, checking out the music video.
Yeah.
They're hoping to see Pearl Moody Ade. So yeah, there's no Pearl Moody Ade.
Is it?
Nah. You check out the video.
Okay, so where do people go and check it out then if they want to see it?
Oh,
because we can tweet it out. Oh, we'll tweet it.
YouTube? Pearl Moody, it's P-E-A-R-L and then Moody. It's like at the top of the top, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's where you want to be, yeah? Number one on the search engines there.
That's it.
Pearl Moody, let's check it out. Where we? Oh no. Okay. Well, we're getting images of Pearl Moody there, so let me go to YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube and just type Pearl Moody, and that's it. That you're done.
As it comes up, it's a clever marketing, eh?
Pearl Moody. Let's check it out. Ah, there you go. Speak Easy Productions.
That's right. That's my record label, man.
145 views so far.
Yeah.
Getting
I ain't famous enough. Oh, I ain't famous yet.
You're getting there. All you need is Pearl to share with all of 700,000 people.
Yeah, she should actually just tweet it up.
Or however many followers she has.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And then maybe she can bring out her own range of emojis as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. You see
it's a great record, though.
You see this creativity flowing here again.
Nikita's putting it out there. All these ideas. I want to play this song for people to have a listen to.
Oh.
So tell us about that music video as well, though.
On a shot by a company called Exquisite Motivity.
Okay.
Shout out to them. And you know what? Basically, kind of like it's not too far from, you know, my real world. In the real, you know, how I got to afford the music video, I had to like work a couple of retail jobs, right? You know, selling clothes and whatnot. And I saved a couple of, you know, a couple of bucks. And when I released my EP last year, which was on the 8th of June, I sold about 300 units for $80 a copy. So you do the maths, and what happened that that money plus my, you know, retail clothing job savings contribute to the making of the video. So in the video, I play a guy who owns a retail store, and the person that I'm featuring in the music video, which is Self Art, he's on the second verse. He acts as me in the past when I used to work. He works in a retail store, and I send them out to go kidnap the Pearl Moody.
Oh, is it?
So they get her to me, you know. So there's two models. One plays the role of Pearl Moody, and she gets kidnapped, and this is a girl that actually is sitting right next to me. She's annoying the daylights out of me, and I'm not, you know, I'm not interested. I want Pearl Moody. So yeah, that's
so you said you about. So you had the order out to go find my Pearl Moody, and that was it.
Like I play the boss, but I'm still in the retail
like a boss
store. Yeah, I'm not straying too far from my life, you know what I'm saying, too far away from my life, you know, my life story, because you know I wouldn't have been able to like afford it to record the album hadn't I worked in retail stores, you know what I'm saying. That little salary, we started a record label, a boutique, like an independent record label. We did all that just by, you know, from all the money that I actually, you know, gained from working in retail stores. So if you watch the video, it's all about my life right there, man.
So, okay, so the video speaks for itself, tells us your life story. Do you find it's been not easy? Obviously, it's been hard work to have your own record label.
Yeah.
But obviously, you'll find that in the end, it'll pay off. And then are you signing other artists in the meantime to your label?
Oh, yeah. You see, in my EP, everybody that got involved in making this record, Not just the Pearl Moody record, the entire record is going to be signed should my record label, you know, take off and, you know, be one of those successful record labels out there, you know? Yeah, so I'll be signing the artists that I worked with on the EP.
I think that's it's a good approach to have, you know, because making music, you can make money a bit, but making music for other people and helping them grow from a production perspective, from a, you know, offering studio space, offering mentorship.
Yeah, paying it forward.
Yeah, the lyrics, you know, writing for people. That's where you really start to shine, you know, in terms of your bank balance, but also in terms of your craft.
It's also a difficult market out there. And you have these big boys, the big names, record labels out there, and it's hard. You know, you can't just always drop a demo and people will be like, okay, we'll help you out. And they actually forget.
Everybody starts
from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize, you know what, it's a struggle. And I think it's great that, you know, people like you start their own record label
and
give everybody a chance.
You know, me and my business partner, Luanda, we started the record label because we were those people that were like, you know, recording music at some point and giving it out to major record labels, and these guys just weren't like paying attention to us, you know. So we decided to start our own thing, you know. So therefore, everybody that's involved in this whole the Speakeasy album, I mean, when I shine and I eat from the success of the album, you know, let's say in 2 years time, because I mean it'll take it takes time for all these things to work out. Therefore, I think it's only going to be fair that I sign everybody that was involved in the project, because there's a whole lot of talent in this and in the EP, man. It's so crazy. Like, you have no idea. You know, like, besides the Pearl Moody record, there's another record.
So you've got tracks too.
There's another record. There's a follow-up single I'm planning on shooting the video for in like a month or two time.
You know, my video director is currently in Cape Town at the moment. So
Shen.
Yeah, he's got some
Shen.
He's got some clients. He's got some clients. He's okay. Doing some. He's doing just doing a whole lot of work that side. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So when he gets back, we're gonna shoot the next single, which is titled on full budget.
Okay.
And that one is great, man.
Awesome, man. Well, we look forward to seeing it, and I think it will be very exciting. But I want to find out: have you had some crazy experiences on stage with, you know, some estranged fans?
No, not yet.
No. So what are you worried about?
Level yet.
What do you hope one day you hope you can collect a whole bunch of bras or something like that?
Yeah, I'd love that. That's a whole lot of love, right?
Do you think they're still doing that?
Oh.
Well, what else do you do?
Or is it now, you know, everything's social media. So if you have like your details out there, people are like sending you Snapchats of
No, don't go there, Nikita.
Yeah, I know. My mind's in the gutter there.
You know what I worry about mostly before I go on stage on any show that I'm booked to perform at, right? It's the mic's not working. Oh man, that kills the art. The mic's not working, and you're in the middle of the stage, and you know, in the middle of the song performing, the mic just dies on you.
Well, that would be a plan. But you know what? You can react well. That's where your true stardom
comes. Oh, but the show
goes
on. Exactly. I don't stop. Yeah.
They might not be able to hear you, but you'll make a plan. I can tell you that much right now. You will. You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you going to do? Run off stage crying?
Nope.
Mommy, the mic ain't working. Don't do that. Promise.
I'll treat it like theater and project.
There you go. All right, The Verb. So where do we find you on social media before we wrap it up and play your song?
The Verb 101. Wherever you go online, you can just go on Google, even just type the and then space bar, hit the space bar, V-E-R-B 101. Verb 101 is one word, okay? It's like the is separate and then verb 101 is one word. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us in The Buzz today.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with Pearl Moody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the song,
and
that
we should get her to tweet it out as well.
And we'll be playing a song. Why don't you introduce it for us?
Ah, man.
This is your moment.
Oh man, okay.
Don't be shy.
I play the record, man. Okay. This record was initially produced. The beat was produced for Questa, but I took the beat. It's titled Pearl Moody. Shout out to Makwa Music, Makwa Beats, Neo Makwa for producing the beat. It's titled Pearl Moody. Let's go.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So I'm with David Gilson at the Social Kitchen and Bar. What do you think so far?
I'm loving it. I love the energy and I love the interiors. And the food's good too.
And the people, how are they dressed tonight?
Fabulous, including you.
Oh, thank you. Awesome stuff. And I'm with Cara Frew of the Frew Crew. So tell me what you think about tonight.
I think it's absolutely incredible what they've done with the car park. It's just amazing. It literally is amazing.
How can a bookshop get so glamorous?
It is so incredible. And it really, really has an amazing feeling here. And I think you should come and check it out if you haven't already.
Tell me about your latest single that you've got out.
Thank you. It's called Falling. It's number 20 on 5FM Top 40 at the moment.
Okay.
So we're climbing charts. We're on all radio stations, which is amazing. We're getting lots of good feedback, and I'm loving it. So if you haven't checked it out, please go check it out. Or just, get it on my Facebook page, which is Cara Frew, C-A-R-A, and my surname is F-R-E-W.
Yay, of course, we know Cara Frew well as our great guest on The Buzz. This is at the Social Kitchen on The Buzz, Gen Z reporting for you guys.
Jen and our little socialites out and about always and hanging out with all the top stars and, you know, just making things look all glamorous while we hustle
behind the scenes.
So she also hung out with a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Trisk, and just to talk about that event that she went to last night. So have a listen to this if you're wondering where she was and what parking lot she's actually referring to. So just listen to this.
I'm here with Benjamin Trisk from Exclusive Books for the Social Kitchen and Bar here at Hyde Park Corner. Hello, Benjamin.
Hello.
So tell me all about what the Social Kitchen and Bar is about.
Well, it's a little bit of experience. It's an effort to sell books more aggressively, but it's all about friendship and good food and companionship.
And you think that people are getting into the vibe?
They are more than getting into the vibe. You've got a book to get in here.
Absolutely. I love it. I think the whole vibe is quite interesting. And what sets you guys apart from the rest?
sorry.
What sets you apart from the rest?
Bravery. One part bravery and one part stupidity.
But I love that, you know? You get out there, you're out of the box, you take a chance.
We took a big chance here.
But are you happy?
I never had any doubt that it would work. Never.
Absolutely. Great stuff. And what about the reading public in South Africa?
You know, the reading public has not decreased in number, but I think there are huge opportunities with the reading public that are emerging. And I'm seeing in all our stores more and more black people buying books and treating Coming to Exclusive as a family outing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Benjamin Trisk from Exclusive Books. Thank you so much for joining us at the Social Kitchen and Bar on Cliff Central.
I just find that books are so expensive these days. I rather prefer digital, but that's my personal preference. Some people actually love the physical copy in their hands.
I don't do the whole ebook thing because I think I'll forget about the book. That's the if I don't have the physical book on my my bedside table, then I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
You see.
Old school.
Yeah, I am old school.
Old school.
Even better if you go to a library.
Oh my word, what is that? A library? Are you talking about like...
I still enjoy going to
like
the library.
Like my iTunes library? My iTunes library
Yeah,
is,
something like that.
Is banging. My Kindle library is amazing. But a physical library, wow. You know what I used to love about libraries before we wrap it up is the smell.
Yes, that was my next
That's thing. The one thing that I love about libraries. That's probably the only thing I loved about libraries. Anyway.
You're probably spying on all of the girls, eh?
Never.
Never.
Not like going behind those shelves and some of those movie scenes that you've seen before.
Especially never. In university.
Never, ever have I done that.
Okay, we're not going to spill all our secrets here today.
And on that note, we have to let go of the buzz today. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a great show. I thought it was fun. Hey?
It goes so quickly.
Always. Every week. But we will be back next week with more buzz-worthy entertainment news. No doubt we'll be talking about idols. No doubt we'll be talking about The Voice. No doubt we'll be talking about everything else.
Yes, there's a lot coming up next weekend. It's quite a busy weekend for me as well. So Mumford and Sons is coming out.
I think we should do a special. You know what?
So I'll be there.
Let's do this. Let's put a tweet out there right now. Mumford and Sons, I've requested an interview when the announcement happened.
Oh, yes?
I have been hounding the promoters. They said to me, it looks like they're not going to do anything. Then I started hounding the record labels. I'm putting it out there now. Mumford & Sons, I'm the biggest stan. I dig you dudes. I've got all three of your albums. Your last album is so close to my heart. I'm going to cry, man, and I'm going to see you next week. So please, please, let's tweet this out and let's get Mumford on the buzz.
How about that? Oh, that would be
Mumford
awesome.
Mumford on the buzz. There's the hashtag.
There we go. Okay.
Marcus we'll Mumford start it on now. The buzz. Let's start it right now. Let's tweet that out. Let's get everybody involved. Let's get them in studio. How epic would that be?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Universal Music. Play ball. Play ball. Come on. Join us. We'll be back on The Buzz next week. Thank you for listening. 1-2-2 on cliffcentral.com. You have a good weekend, Nikita.
I'll see you then. Hopefully with Mumford & Sons.
Hopefully.
This is cliffcentral.com.